Daf Nun Tes. We just start last Gemara again on the last Amid of Nun Chesim Abeis. Really, we just starting from Tana Rabbonin again. Tana Rabbonin. This is the Seder of the Kabbonis they brought. Minayin Shloye Dover Koydim L'Tomet Shoshachar. The first korban they brought in the morning was the Tomet Shoshachar. Talmudim, the pasuk says, V'yara Choleh Oyla. You bring on this the Oyla. My Talmud, what's the right from this pasuk? It says this is the first one you bring, the korban oilo, the one we spoke about before. Which korban did we speak about before? The korban hatomid that they bring every morning. How do we know that usually every day in the afternoon when they brought the tomet shoben habayim, that was the last korban they brought, nothing was brought after that? How do we know? Talmud Leimah, the pasuk says, V'hikter oleha chel v'hashlomim. You should bring upon the first Talmud in the morning any shlomim you want to bring. My Talmud, what's the raya from this pasuk? Abaya says like this, Oleha shlomim. That means, if you want to bring a shlomim, bring it after the Talmud shel shachar. For lo yal chaverto, but not after the second Talmud shoben abayim. So that's the raya. All the kabbonis have to come after the first Talmud. But after the second Talmud, you can't bring any kabbonis. You can't bring korban shlomim after the second one. For the Gemara, maskev lo avrova, eimo shlomim hudulay nakriv. Maybe only a korban shlomim you can't bring after the tomet shobein habayim. Ho oilois nakriv, but maybe a korban earlier could bring. The pasuk only says vehikter olea chel v'hashlomim. Only a shlomim should be brought before, but maybe not something else. Maybe an oiler could be brought. And the Gemara Elam Arova Hashlomim. The pasuk says Hashlomim. We dashin Olea Hashlem Kol Kabbonis Kulam. From the word Shlomim, we dashin means Hashlem. It should be finished off. Because all the Kabbonis should be finished off after the first Tomet Shoshachar. That means to say, when we bring the second Tomet Shoshachar, we bring the second Tomet Shobein Habayim. After that, you can't bring any more Kabbonis. That's usually the cloud, except for a Korban HaPesach, which we'll soon see why. Tana Rabbonim, this is where we hold really. Tomid Koidim Pesach. The Tomet Shoben Habayim, which was brought every day on Erev Pesach. On Erev Pesach, after Chatzos, first you have to bring the Tomet Shoben Habayim. And then you bring the Korban HaPesach. And Pesach Koidim Mekhtaris. But even on Erev Pesach, they brought the Korban HaPesach first. And then after that, the Kohen Gadol brought the Keteris. And Keteris, Kedemus the Neris. And the Keteris was before the Neris. Because even Erev Pesach, the Seder was, they brought the Tomet Shoben Habayim, then they brought the Korban Pesach, then they brought the Keteris, and then they brought the Neiris. The Neiris came last. Now how do we know this Seder HaDvorim? Zmar says, Yu'ucha Dover, Shenema Boi Bo'erev, Obein Habayim, we have to put last the Korban HaPesach, because there it says Bo'erev. Erev usually means at nighttime. Uvein Habayim, in between the afternoon. So Korban Pesach comes after the Tomet Shoben Habayim, Ledovra to the Korban HaTomid, Shalai Nema Boy the Erev, Ela Bein Habayim Bovad. Because by the Tomet Shoben Habayim, all the Torah says is bring it Bein Habayim, which means in the afternoon, after Chatzai Sayyim, until the nighttime. That's all the Torah says by the Tomet Shoben Habayim. So therefore, that has to come before the Korban HaPesach, because by Korban HaPesach it says the word Be'erev. Even though it also says Bein Habayim, but you could bring it from after Chatzai. But why does the Torah say the word Be'erev? It's not really at nighttime the Korban. You have to bring it in the afternoon. And come to teach us that the Korban Pesach comes after the Tomet Shoben Habayim. So Drashi Yuchadover. Time of the Reisha come before us. Explains now the Reisha. Tomet Koidim LePesach. That the Tomet Shoben Habayim comes before the Korban HaPesach on Erev Pesach. The Dinhu Sheyachar HaPesach. You should bring the Korban Pesach later. Shenema boy be'erev, because by Korban HaPesach it says in the Torah be'erev u'bein habayim tizbach es haPesach be'erev. It says tizbach es haPesach be'erev v'shochet u'oisai. Now the Tomid it should come after the Tomid shenema boy elor es hakev es hasheni tasa bein habayim. That's all it says by the Tomid. The second Tomid bring bein habayim. So therefore Korban Pesach that says the word be'erev comes after the Tomid shebein habayim. That's the pshat, the first thing. Now, if this is true, of a Zoy Keteris for Neiris, why do we say this brisa that the Keteris comes after the Korban HaPesach, and the Neiris, when they lit in the menorah, was also after the Korban HaPesach, is Nami, the Kasha Shpi, it should also be before the Korban HaPesach. Val Nikta Mula Pesach, it should be brought before the Korban of Pesach. Why? For the same svarim. Yochadov shenema boy beriv, we should make the Korban of Pesach last, because by the Korban of Pesach it says in the Torah the word v'eriv, mashmat nighttime. Ubein habayim, it also says bein habayim that it could be brought from after chatzay sayim, Rashi is before after 12:30, it could be brought. Is ledover, so Korban Pesach that says the word v'eriv should be brought last, ledover after shloy nema boy elo bein habayim, to something that only says bein habayim. So by the neiris and by the k'teiris, there the Torah only says bein habayim bulvad. So the kasha, once you tell me now the Korban Pesach comes after the Tomit Shal Bein Abayim, because the Svar, it says in the word Be'eriv, it should also come after the Keteris and the Neiros. So why does the Braisa say no? The Braisa says the Seder is, first comes the Tomit Shal Bein Abayim, then the Korban Pesach, then you do the Keteris, then you do the Neiros. The question, why does the Keteris and the Neiros come after the Korban Pesach? So Rashi Yehochi, Keteris for Neiros Nami L'Kadmu L'Pesach. We show my time with the same svar gufa is yachadava the victorious veneiros chad bein abayim ksiv. The Torah only says by the asiyas of when the kohen used to light the menorah and when the kohen used to bring the keteris every day. It also there was two keteris, one in the morning, one in the afternoon. All it says in the Torah Rashi uvahalois Aaron es aneiros bein habayim yaktirenu. That's all it says. When Aaron lit the menorah, when bein habayim, then yaktirenu, then he brings the keteris. O bein habayim atavaya koi. The word Ben Abayim goes on both. It goes on when the Kohen Gadol used to light the menorah, Aaron, and when Aaron used to bring the Keteris. So it only says Ben Abayim by Keteris and the Neiris. So how come they come after the Korban Pesach? And for the Gemara, Shani Hosam, these two things are different. The Keteris and the lighting of the menorah on Erev Pesach comes after the Korban Pesach to Miyat Rachman Oisei. Because here the Torah says, Oisei, this should be the last thing. What's the last thing? The Tanya, we learned like this. The pasuk says the menorah was lit may erev yad boikem. The menorah, he's not talking about the lighting of the menorah. He's talking about how long the menorah was lit. It was lit from night until daytime. Now we dashing from this, tein lo midosa, put enough oil in the menorah every night, shetei delekes mi'erev yad boikem. You have to have enough oil in it that it should be able to light from the nighttime until the morning. That's one drosha. Dover ach, another drosha is, ein locho avoida shekshero me'erev ad boiker. This is the only avoida, nor is the last avoida that you do from night until the morning. No other avoida could be done from the night until the next morning. Elazubulvad, only the menorah. So there's a diak here that the menorah has to be the last avoida that's done by the daytime. That's the last avoida that you do from that night until the next morning. So the miyat that the menorah comes last. So drashi the miyat rachmona gabineris. There's a pasuk by the menorah saying oisoi me'erev yad boiker. It's a diet. What do you mean oisoi? This only the menorah. V'yein acha me'erev yad boiker. There's no other avoda that they did after the menorah until the next morning. So that's the exact cause of here. That even though in svara the menorah should have been lit before the korban pesach, but we have a diet oisoi. This is the only avoda that was done from nighttime until the next morning. You didn't do any other avoda. No other avoda can you start after the menorah. The Rashi wants starting because finishing what we do. The Moshe, we make the Akhtaris of the Emurim. Any korban you brought throughout the daytime, you made the Shechitah, the Zrikas Adam, the burning of the fats to put on the Mizbeach, because kosher kol halayla. That's why we daven Marav at night. Our Marav at night is connected to the Akhtaris of the Emurim. The Emurim, the fats of the animal, you're allowed to burn the whole night. That's what Rashi wants. That's not a beginning, though. That's the end of the korban that you brought in the daytime. But there's no avodah that you could start doing after the menorah. Therefore, the korban of Pesach has to be brought before the lighting of the menorah. Rashi tein lo midosa, Rashi chatzi lug. How much oil do you put in each ner? A half of a lug. That's two times a revius, our revius. It's a lot of oil. It's chatzi lug. Our always revius. We drink for kiddush, always called revius a lug, a quarter. So here it's two kiddush cups. Full of oil. L'chol ner, to every single ner in the menorah. Dei l'chol leil oruch shloye bo'lo b'kashir. There's the longest night in the year, come out right this week, come out. There's the longest night of the year. You have to have enough oil that it could burn the whole night. And this is the shear, it burns at the whole year. You have to have such a shear of oil. Good. Yeah, so on my time, what's the raya? On makro, the pasuk says, Yarech oisoi, Aaron of Onov. Aaron of Onav, he should set up the menorah, me'erev ad boiker, that it should be lit, should be burnt from evening up until the next morning. So we dash and it says Yarech Oisoi. Oisoi me'erev adboike. V'yein dover acha me'erev adboike. There's no other avoda that you can start after the menorah. And so this is good by the menorah. What about the keteris? This brisa says that the keteris also comes after the korban ha-pesach. Why does the keteris come afterwards? The istish keteris aneris. Because in this pasuk it says keteris and menorah, the same thing. So Rashi, v'yistish keteris aneris. Ma aneris ein avoda k'shera achreo. Just like after lighting the menorah, there's nothing kosher, no avoda you can start after that. Af keteris ein avoda k'shera achreo. The same thing, when you bring the keteris, the only thing that comes after the keteris is the menorah, but nothing else. So therefore, the keteris that the Kohen Gadol brought every day in the afternoon also had to be brought on Erev Pesach after the Korban HaPesach. That's what this Braisa learns. That's true on this first Braisa. Now the Gemara says, V'tanya, we learned another Braisa not like this. V'tanya Kikushin. Another Braisa says, Faket, the way we had a Kasha. That what the Braisa says like this. Tomid Koidim Lekteris. That on Erev Pesach, in the afternoon, after they finished all the other Kabbonis, they brought the Tomid Shobein Abayim. Then after the Tomid, what did you bring? The Keteris. The Keteris came before the Korban HaPesach. And Keteris Kedemus Laneris. The Keteris was brought, the Tomid Koidim Lekteris. First they brought the Korban HaTomid before the Keteris. Then the Kohen Gadol went into the Pnim, into Kodesh HaKadoshim, and burnt the Keteris there. He used to take a shovel full of coals from the outside Mizbeach, and used to put it in the inside Mizbeach, and then he would take his handful, or the kli full of the Keteris, and pour it on the coals, and it would burn. So the Keteris came before the Lenoiris. The Neirois Koidemus the Pesach. And on Erev Pesach, the Kohen Gadol also lit the Menorah first, and then they first brought the Korban HaPesach. And why? Because Yuchadavah Shinema Boy Be'erev, or Ben Habayim, the Korban HaPesach, that here the Torah says the word Be'erev, when you're doing the Avoid of the Korban HaPesach, Ledover, that comes later to something else, Shlonema Boy Ela Ben Habayim, Delvad, it only says in the Torah the word Ben Habayim. It's by the Menorah and by the Torah, the Torah only says when is the time to do it, to light it, Ben Habayim. So therefore, it's a spur to say that the Korban HaPesach comes after these two, because here the Torah says Be'erev. Now here the Torah says the word Be'erev by doing the Korban HaPesach. Like you shouldn't ask the Kasha, the Chura by the Menorah, it also says the word Me'erev. It says before we had the Tanya, the Brisa says, Me'erev v'yad boiker. And we dash in for that the Menorah has to have so much oil that it has lit the whole night. But the Chura Torah also says the word Me'erev by the Menorah. But there it says, this word Me'erev is not talking about lighting the Menorah. It's just saying, when you have the Menorah lit already, how long should it be lit? It should be lit from night until the next morning. But there it's only talking about how long the light of the Menorah should be on. But when it's talking about making, lighting the menorah, there the Torah only says Ben HaBoyim. The only time the Torah says the word Be'eriv, by doing it, is only by the Korban HaPesach. So therefore, this Brisa holds like that, that the Korban HaPesach and Erev Pesach came last. First they brought the Tomid Shobein Abayim in the afternoon, then the Kohen Gadol brought the Keteris into the Pnim, then they lit the menorah inside, and then they came outside again and did the Korban HaPesach. Because the Gemara of this Brisa, I bought Siv Oisoi, I've thought we had a deep before, it says Yarech Oisoi, Mashma, the menorah is the last avoid you could do, and this price is saying no, we're doing the Korban HaPesach afterwards. And the Gemara, Hai Oisoi mi boile lemute avoid yeshepenim. I tell you, this price to learn that we have a drosha, Yarech Oisoi, the menorah, is the last avoid the Kohen did, that's only talking about the avoid that was done in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, in the Penim. In the Kodesh HaKadoshim, there they used to do the Keteris twice a day, and they used to light the menorah. So there the Torah is saying, what's the last avodah the Kohanim did inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim? That's lighting the menorah. But then, in the Kodesh, in the Heichel. Yeah. But Mashen King, Umay Ninu, Keteris. And what is it talking about? Keteris. That the Keteris comes before the menorah. That's all this pasuk is talking about. Then Achnami, outside, by the Azorah, where they used to bring, by the Mizbeach HaChitzoin, where they used to bring the Korban HaPesach, that could be, things could be done even after the Menorah. And that's what this price holds, that they brought the Korban HaPesach outside in the Mizbeach HaChitzoin, even after they lit the Menorah. Because by Pesach it says in the Torah, Be'erev. So that's the last avoid to be done, is the Korban HaPesach. Omani HaKateris. Now what do I need this drush here for? Oisai to tell me the Menorah is later. It's come to tell me that the Menorah comes after the Keteris. Why would I think not like that? Because I would think, since the pasuk says, "Uvahalois Aaron es haneris," that Aaron the Kohen Gadol, he's supposed to light the menorah. Bein harabayim yaktirenu, and it says, "Bein harabayim in the afternoon yaktirenu." That's when they should bring the keteris. This the pasuk says. So I would think now, you read this pasuk, what comes last? The churah v'k'tiris. So the pasuk says, "Well, the halos aronis and eros." First, he should light them in the room. Then it says, "Yaktirenu." Then it should be makdir v'k'tiris. Is aim, I would think, nadlik neris bereshom. First, light the menorah for hoda nakti keteris, and then the kohen should bring the keteris and the mer. Then now we say no miyut rachman oisoi. That's why we need the drush before yarech oisoi aron uvon of miyarev adboika. That the menorah is the last avodah that's done. I'll call upon him in the pnim in the kodesh. That's the last avodah that's done is the menorah and not the keteris. So in other words, that's drusha. These are drusha to teach us that in the pnim that the kohen gadol did these two avodahs. He did the keteris, burning the keteris, and the menorah. Which one came later? The menorah came later. For the Gemara, Elavein Habayim Makdirenu Lomeli. I was like, telling me now the menorah came later. It's a kashrus pasuk. The pasuk says, "Ubalois Aaron as a neiros, Vein Habayim Makdirenu." Pasuk it's mashma that when you go to light the menorah first, and then you first make the keteris. So how could you tell me now? No, first you light the menorah, then you bring the keteris. And the Gemara Hochet Kama Rachmana. This is what the Torah means to say. The idno the madlekes neiros at the time when the kohen is going to light the menorah to mikdara keteris, the keteris should also be burning. In other words, first he took his what we said. First he took the shovel full of coals from the outside mizbeach and he brought it inside to mizbeach apnim, and then he poured the keteris, the spice, on top of the coals, and the scent started to go up. The smoke went up, and while the smoke is going up of the keteris, while the keteris is being burnt, that's when you're supposed to go right away to the menorah and light the menorah. So really, the menorah is lit when the keteris is being burnt. But not that first the menorah, then the keteris. That's the pasuk oisoi. The last avoid in the penim and the kodesh is the lighting of the menorah. Either Torah says the menorah first, then the keteris. It just means at the time when you light the menorah, the keteris should also be burning. But first the kohen put the keteris on the mizbeach penim and burnt it there, and then he went to light the menorah. So that's to say that verb. So to stira is a machlekes brises exactly what they did. Tana Rabbanan, ein locha davar shekoydim l'tamid shel shachar. In the morning, the first korban that the kohanim used to bring in the morning was the tamid shel shachar. So nothing came before it. Elo keteris bavad, just the keteris. Like the keteris, also the kohen used to bring the keteris twice a day, half of a mona in the morning and half of a mona in the afternoon. Because by the keteris, the Torah says loshin baboika baboika, two times baboika. So now we say the yuktam keteris, we bring the keteris first in the morning. Dovah shenem maboy baboika baboika, because by this the Torah says baboika baboika twice. That means very early. The pasuk says vehikter olav aron keteris samim baboika baboika. Says a double loshin baboika baboika means very early. Bechlal, the word berka means in the morning. Boiker means, usually means, in the morning up until Chatzai Sayyim. That's called Boiker. And here it says, Ba Boiker twice. That's only it goes even before the Tumid. L'dovar shponema boi ela Boiker echod. Mashenkein, the Tumid, shal shachar, the other Torah just says, you should bring one Ba Boiker. It only says one time Boiker. So therefore, first comes the Keteris in the morning in the Pnim, and then on the outside was Bech HaChitzon, then they did right away the Tumid Shal Shachar. V'ein l'cho dovor she'mis'akev acha Tumid Shal Bein Habayim. Now no korban came after the Tumid Shal Bein Habayim. Elo keteris v'neiris. U'pesach u'mechusik yipurim v'yerav ha'pesach. Now usually that was the price we had before, that all the kabbonis you bring throughout the daytime, if somebody wants to bring in a dovor or a korban oil or korban shlomim or a dovor and a doris, He had to bring it after the Tumid Shel Shachar, before they brought the Tumid Shel Bein Habayim. Usually, a regular day, the last korban you brought was the Tumid Shel Bein Habayim. That's the last korban you brought. Now, this price is saying now that the only thing that comes after the Tumid Shel Bein Habayim, Elok Teres Veneris, this is going to everybody. Right, the Teres and the Neris came after the Tumid Shel Bein Habayim. Because here we have the drasha oisoi that nerev adboikir. This is the last avodas that come at the evening. Is the keteris and then the neris upesach. When you have erev pesach, also that comes last. That comes after the tamid shabena bayim. Like we had a drasha before. Because by pesach the Torah says loshin for erev. So the erev is mashma later than tamid shabena bayim. That it just says ben habayim. So therefore, on erev pesach, after they brought the tamid shabena bayim, then they brought the korban pesach. O mechus sekipurim. somebody, let's say, was a Zav or a Metzora or a Nazir, somebody was Tomei first. The law of his Tumri is, let's say a Metzora. He's Tomei, even after he becomes Tor, on the seventh day he goes to the Mikvah, and then on the eighth day he has to bring a Korban. Or else you led it, somebody gave birth. Now the Tomei for 7 days, and on the eighth day they first bring the Korban. The law of a Mechusik Kippurim is, before he brings his Korban, he's not allowed to touch him. He's still called a Tomei person until he brings his Korban. Now let's say the eighth day came out on Erev Pesach. So this man was a Mitzvah. Yesterday, his seventh day, he went to the Mikvah, but he's still not allowed to eat kachim until he brings his Kabonis Mechusik Kippurim. We'll soon see what a Mitzvah has to bring. Now it came Erev Pesach, and he still didn't bring his Kabonis. And they already brought the Tomei Shobein Habayim. So this guy is stuck now. Because to bring really new his kabbonis now, he has to bring a chatas and an oil and an oshim. Really, you're not allowed to bring anymore. Because since it's after the Talmud Shabbat Abayim, it's too late. But this person, if he doesn't bring his kabbonis though, he won't be able to bring a korban pesach. Because the ikka mitzvah of the korban pesach is to eat the meat. Now this person is a mechusik kippurim. He can't eat kachim until he first brings his kabbonis. So an error of Pesach will make on this person to say, even though you really you're not supposed to bring the korban after Tomei Shabbein Abayim, but here, if you're not going to bring your korbanos, you'll be mevatel the mitzvah asay, which has a chiyuv korus to it, to bring the korban of Pesach. So we let you bring your korbanos, your chatas and your oilah, even after the Tomei Shabbein Abayim, today that you could also bring your korban of Pesach today, and at night time you'll be tor, you'll be able to eat your korban Pesach. So mechusik Kippurim, somebody did not bring his kabbonis yet. Be'erev Pesach, she'etoyvel shenis, v'yochles pischoy. Even then, in the afternoon, after they brought the Tomei Shabbein Abayim, he goes and brings his chatis. Now that he's brought his chatis, he's not a mechusik Kippurim anymore. So me'el adinis, she'etoyvel shenis, he can be toyvel a second time, v'yochles pischoy, and he can eat his Pesach lera by night time. Yeah. Rabbi Yishmoel, b'noy shab yechle mebruku aymer, Rabbi Yishmoel says even a bigger chiddish. The name of the son of Rabbi Yochanan ben Broichem. Af mechusik kippurim b'shay yemos hashana. Not only on Erev Pesach, no, the whole year round. If this person was a mitzvah, and he forgot it was the eighth day, and he forgot to bring his korban, and the Kohanim already brought the Tomei Shabbein Habayim, still the halacha is, he's allowed to bring his korbanos afterwards. Even though it's not negayah to a chiyuv korus of not bringing the korban Pesach, the whole year round also will make him. On a mechusik kippurim, someone did not bring his chatis, we let him bring it even after the Tomei Shabbein Abayim. She'etoyvel v'yochel b'kotchem l'erev. That after he brings his korban chatas, whatever he has to bring, then he's toyvel in the mikvah for a second time, and then he's allowed to eat the kotchem l'erev at night time. Let's see Rashi. Rashi mechusik kippurim. So going mitzoyro izav, a person that's a mitzoyro or else a zav. She'eshochach v'loy hevi kaprosi. He forgot to not bring his korban yet. Koydil matomit. V'yim lo'i v'yenu l'yechel pesach. If he doesn't bring this carbon, he won't be able to eat the carbon Pesach. To mechusik kippurim, masa bekotchim, v'yoynish karis. If you are a mitzvah or a zav, kol zman, you didn't bring your carbon, you're not allowed to catch him. And if you don't bring carbon at Pesach, it's a chiyuv karis. So therefore we tell you, your essay to bring the carbon at Pesach, which has the chiyuv karis, is more important than the essay not to bring the carbonus after the Tomei Shabbein Abayim. She will let you bring your carbon. She'etoyvel v'yapapi, she'etoyvel esmo, b'shvi, shaloi, he has to be toyvel nochamo. That's the first man diyama. Yeah, b'shayi moish hashonim in hevi shalmin adava koydem atomit v'hoye mechusik purim. You have a person that in the morning he brought a korban shlomim and he forgot he was a mechusik purim. V'im lo yovi kaprosa, if he doesn't bring his korban now, lo yechol hashlomim, he won't be able to eat his korban shlomim. T'yechsev yochlo v'yisem hashakupa behem al mo achilas kodshim esahi. It's a mitzvah esahi. Yibein achol b'yisrom. So good, go on, say. These are two man yomis. It must be like this. Bishleim la Tanakam, according to Tanakam, you understand very good. Even though usually there's an Isser Asay, the Torah says the last korban you should bring is the Tomei Shabbein Abayim. After they brought that, there's an Isser Asay not to bring any other korbanos. So I understand according to Tanakam that says, on Erev Pesach, you're allowed to be over that essay in order to bring your korban a Pesach. Is Yovei essay the Pesach, Shiyesh by Koris, V'yidchei essay the Hashlama, Shein by Koris. There's a svar on Erev Pesach that if you don't bring your mechusik kippurim, you won't be able to do the korban of Pesach, which is not doing that is a chiyuv koras. So I understand the essay to bring the korban of Pesach is like doicher, the essay not to bring korbanos after Tomei Shabbein Abayim. So on Erev Pesach, you understand, you bring your chatas now after the Bein Avayim, today you'll be able to eat your Korban HaPesach, and then you bring your Korban HaPesach today, which is an Esther Sheish Pekoris. Because always a Svara Esther Sheish Pekoris is more stronger than an Esther that doesn't have a Koris.
What?
No, it's a diak from Nitzesse. We dash for the hikter roleh chelvi yashdomim. We dashin the mitzvah is bring all the kabbonas after the tomat shachar. That's the mitzvah. So it's called an isra asay. From this asay, I understand the essay is bring it all in the morning. Mashma in the afternoon, I'm not allowed to bring it anymore. That's called an isra asay. So bishleima on erev Pesach, you understand there's an essay to bring the korban apetzet that's more stronger than the essay not to bring the kabbonas after tomat shabena bayim. El Rabbi Shmuel b'Rosh Hashanah Mabruka, my ulma the high yesem high yesay. We're talking about now on a regular day of the year, a person forgot he was a mitzvah and he forgot in the morning today he brought a korban shlomim. Now he brought a korban shlomim. There's a mitzvah for the bialim to also eat from the korban. He has a mitzvah to eat, but now he remembered oyvei he was a mitzvah. He's not allowed to eat, and it's after they already brought the tamei shabena bayim. So there's a mitzvah essay to eat your korban shlomim, but you can't do it because you're tamei. So what do you want to do? You want to bring your korban shechiyav chatis that you have to. If you bring your korban chatis, then you'll be allowed to eat your korban shlomim. But there's an iser asay not to bring the korban chatis now, because it's after the tamei shabena bayim. So make a taste of which essay is more chomer than the other essay. You have an essay to eat the korban shlomim, but you have an iser asay not to bring a korban now. So usually the klal is an essay k'neged essay a shevi atase. Don't do anything. Usually the klal is. Here also, we should say, don't bring your korban chatas now. Don't be over the issue of bringing a korban after the tomat shabena bayim in order to be able to eat your korban. Who says that essay is more chomer than this essay? So the klal always is, shevi atase, don't do anything. So the kasha on Rabbi Yishmael, how could you say a regular person has a right to bring his korban chatas after the tomat shabena bayim? It's an issue I say. What do you gain? You can eat your korban in the morning. Why is that essay any better than this essay? And the Gemara Amar Ravina, Amar Rav Chizda, Hocho bechate soif askinin. We're talking about somebody that only has to bring a chate soif. It's a bird. That's all he has to bring, a chate soif. Talmud Rashi says, the mitzora oni, comma, shemevi chate soif. All he has to bring is just a chate soif. Askinin shein le mizbech le domo. All they put on the mizbech was only the dam, the zrikat adam. But there was no haktara. The kohanim ate all the meat. So since there was nothing burning on the mizbeach, there's no iser asay not to bring it after the tomat shabein abayim. So in this case, he's allowed to bring it even after the tomat shabein abayim. Because the only iser is you can't burn things on the mizbeach. But a chatis oif, a bird, that all you have to do is just make the zrikas adam, that's not called burning on the mizbeach. That's mutter to do even after the tomat shabein abayim. We have popper rama afilu tema b'chatis beima. Even if you want to tell me about regular korban achatis, he was a mitzera or osher that has to bring a regular chatis. A regular chatis, you have to burn the fats. How are we allowed to burn the fats after the tomat shabein abayim? I say the teretz is ma'ale. You bring it up to the mizbeach umalina b'rosh hashem mizbeach. You just leave it on the top of the mizbeach. In other words, you're not allowed to burn the korban itself. You can't burn the emurim, because once you brought the tomat shabein abayim, there's an iser asay not to burn any other korbanos. So how could you bring his chatas then? The Kohen makes the shechita, makes the zrikas adam. Either the piece of fat will become nicer. If you leave it on the floor overnight, it becomes posel. The Torah says, bring it up to the mizbeach. On top of the mizbeach, there is the gzeras kosev, it doesn't become nicer. It could stay there all night on top of the mizbeach, and the next morning, they'll first burn the emurim. But I call upon him, the person has his kapora, therefore he is allowed to eat his kotshim because he has his kapora ready. For the Gemara of Iko Oshim, I have a korban Oshim. What do you do about the Oshim? So Bishtayim the Rapapa Hainu the Malin Law. According to Rapapa, it says the Eitzer is just leave the fats on top of the Mizbeach by the korban Oshim also. Ella Rav Chizda, Mayik Lameimah, Rav Chizda wants to say we're talking about a Mitzvah Oni. So his Chatis is a bird. That's good, his bird, but he has to bring an Oshim also. An Oshim only comes from an animal. What do you do with the animal? Amri, we're talking about Tayy Shakar Vashomai. I tell you, the Oshim attack I brought before. He only forgot to bring his Chatis. I am a tzoyer has to bring korban oil also. V'chitayim oil loy makfa. Maybe tell me, even if he doesn't bring his oil, still he has his kapora. The korban oil of the mitzvah is not makiv. He still has his kapora. He's still tor. He can eat his kachim. For tani, we learn not like that. Rabbi Yishmael ben Hashem shall Rabbi Yechon Mabruk Reiner. Kishem shechatosa v'yashom makvin oisoi. Just like a mitzvah, he can't eat kachim until he brings his korban chatas and his korban oshim. The same thing, until he brings his third korban, his korban oilo, he's not allowed to eat kachim. So what do you gain by bringing a chatas and oshim if he didn't bring his oil yet? Maybe you want to tell me. Bishakarvalos, so I tell you also we're talking about.